resources are available for Synesthetes. I'm Sean Day, Professor of English and Anthropology at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm also a Synesthete and world-renowned researcher of synesthesia. I usually end these segments by saying that you can email me your questions. But other than me and this radio program, what other resources are available for synesthetes? Well, quite a few, and the amount is rapidly increasing. There is an American Synesthesia Association, a not-for-profit organization based in New York City and serving the North American continent, that is, not just the United States. It was founded in 1995. So far, the ASA has held 7 international conferences, where the latest cutting-edge breakthroughs in synesthesia research have been presented. There's also a United Kingdom Synesthesia Association, based in London. The UKSA also holds international conferences. Germany has a Deutsche Synesthesia Gesellschaft, or German Synesthesia Association, which organizes conferences and group meetings for synesthetes. The English language Wikipedia article on synesthesia is quite good and up to date with the latest findings. It's written and carefully maintained by some of the top leading synesthesia researchers in the world. The article has an extensive bibliography, including many links to downloadable articles. At the end of the article, there's also many links to other resources webpages. Along with this article and its direct link, Wikipedia also offers good articles on synesthesia in Czech, German, Greek, Spanish, French, Italian, Hebrew, Dutch, Hungarian, or Magyar, and Japanese. The Synesthesia List is an international email listserv forum I've operated for the past 16 years. Currently, we have over 660 members from all over the world, 44 countries, 6 continents represented. More than half of these are synesthetes of many different types. Other members include neurologists, psychologists, medical doctors, linguists, musicians, artists, journalists, people from all kinds of other academic disciplines. The main language of the group is English, but other languages such as Spanish, Italian, German, and Russian do appear from time to time. The list group is monitored and edited by myself. Subscription's free. All you need to do to join is email me, saying explicitly that you wish to subscribe. Also, for general conversation about synesthesia, Facebook, MySpace, and other such networks offer a number of different groups related to the topic. Many, however, are unmonitored and can get off track. But there are some good ones, including German and Italian language ones. For academic research, there's a number of websites which have already collected together huge sets of references to books and articles related to synesthesia. My own synesthesia websites, for example, offer over 370 references related to synesthesia, with material stretching from before 1725 right on up to 2009, including links to over 100 articles in PDF format, downloadable for free. That set will be increasing significantly very soon. There are also links to magazines and newspaper articles and to videos. You can just Google for Sean Day and synesthesia, and you'll find a link to my website's homepage, or you can email me and I'll email you back the link. I'll end this time by also suggesting that you try searching for books online, such as with Amazon.com. There are some excellent new books out on synesthesia, including Wednesday is Indigo Blue by Drs. Richard Cytowic and David Eagleman, and The Frog Who Croaked Blue by Dr. Jamie Ward. If you have questions about synesthesia, please send them to me, Sean Day, by email to sean.day@tridentech.edu. I'm Sean Day, synesthete professor and researcher at Trident Technical College in Charleston, South Carolina.